Well, I'm happy to see each one of you tonight.
I'm
sorry. I'm at night. You're a day.
那我是晚上，你是白天哈，所以很高兴今天在这个地方，可以跟你们有心灵的交通。我相信当我们在一起的时候，主就在我们当中。
Let's just have prayer together.
我们先一起来祷告。
Father, as we come before Thy throne,
天父，我们到你的施恩座前。
We recognize that no one comes before your throne unless they worship you.
我们知道当我们到你施恩座前的时候，我们就一定会来敬拜你，如果不敬拜你，这是 不自然的事情。
We lift up our heart in prayer and praise.
我们用我们的心来赞美你。
We are so grateful that you love us.
我们太感恩，因为你那么的爱我们。
We're so grateful, Lord, that you're mindful of us.
因为你在思想我们，你这样的来纪念我们。
And that your eyes are upon us.
而且你的眼睛也看顾我们。
And so tonight, as we open your word,
当我们今天晚上要打开你的话语的时候，
May the Holy Spirit open up our understanding.
愿圣灵开启我们的这个理解的心。
May search our hearts.
愿你也来鉴察我们的心思意念。
May we go away even different than what we came.
当我们今天晚上当我们今天在一起结束之后，让我们就跟现在就不一样了。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们向祷告奉耶稣的名。Amen.
I'm sorry about my voice, but it seems as if I'm getting old.
我的声音呢，因为可能声带老化哈，所以抱歉哈。
And I guess there's not too many of you that understand the English anyhow.
没关系，反正你们我们都经过翻译嘛哈。那妈咪的声音，她是说她有点沙哑。
If you have your Bibles, let's turn to Revelation.
请你打开你的圣经启示录。
And we'll go to the second chapter.
我们要从第二章开始。启示录第二章。
You know, Revelation is the only book in the Bible that has a blessing if we read it and examine ourselves through it.
那启示录呢，这本书呢，是一直在强调说，如果你相信它，你看它，然后你要蒙福的一本书。
It's the last thing that Jesus gave to John for the church.
那也是耶稣借着约翰写给教会的唯一，他直接给教会的这个书信。
In these two chapters, this is to the seven churches in Turkey.
就是第二、第三章哈。那么这个基本上它的地点呢，发生在目前的这个土耳其那个地方的这些教会。
Paul had started most of these.
那基本上保罗是开发者。
But Paul was gone to heaven by now.
但是那个时候呢，保罗就已经
by the time he gave
现在已经不在了。
The time he gave this to John the beloved, all the disciples were gone.
那当约翰写这个书信呢，耶稣叫他写给教会的时候，那些开拓教会的这些使徒都已经不在了。
At this time, the church was probably about 60 to 70 years old.
所以这个教会在那个时候大概是六七十年的这个历史。
Since the day of Pentecost until now.
从我们从这个五旬节开始算的话，大概那个时候就是这些年。
And so he wants to talk to these seven churches.
所以耶稣要约翰写信给教会。
I think each of these churches are examples of us in any generation.
这个七个教会呢，有代表性的，就好像我们到现在，我们已经有很多教会，但是呢，这个七个教会的他们的这个教会的这些内涵呢，都是有代表性，等于说我们可以对照看我们也是属于哪一个教会的形态。
The church isn't young anymore.
那这个教会不是一个年轻的教会。
They had taken many people in.
他们已经有很多人参与了这个教会。
But we're going to notice that it seems like he wants to talk to the churches because some of them have a problem.
那为什么耶稣要对这个教会说话呢？我们基本上从内容就看到有一些他们的问题需要耶稣来提醒他们。
Now we're going to talk about the Ephesian church tonight.
所以今天我们要特别针对那个时候的以弗所教会，也是我们现在有这种形态的教会。
In its day, Ephesus was known as a very large and prosperous city.
那这个城市是一个相当繁华的一个城市。
But very pagan.
但是呢，它是充满了各种异教的，就是这个异教的这个信徒。
So here the church is there, and now God is going to speak to them.
那等于说，耶稣针对这样的一个环境，要来对以弗所教会讲话。
Now Jesus made sure they knew who it was.
那首先，耶稣要让他们确认，跟他们说话的是谁。
So this is what he's saying.
所以他这样子说
，These things said he.That holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks.
好，第一节哈，我们请刘仁就也跟着妈咪帮我们念一下。
你要写信给以弗所教会的使者说，那右手拿着七星，在七个金灯台中间行走的说。
Okay. So we notice now that this church was What shall I say? It was one of the churches in a very wicked city, but was a very strong church.
他们是处在一个所谓的是非常不好的哈，就是好像道德各方面呢邪恶的一个城市环境，可是却是一个很坚固的教会。
By reading the first chapter to the church, they knew that this one they're talking to them is Jesus.
那当他们当耶稣要写信给这个教会的时候，那么他们彼此是有关，耶稣跟教会是有关系，他们也认识到这个耶稣基督。
I want you to listen closely.
那我们好好的听耶稣怎么讲。
This is what Jesus said to them.
耶稣这样说
：“I know thy works.
我知道你的行为。
And I know how hard you labor. I know thy labor.
我知道你是。”如何的努力，如何辛劳的。
And I know you have patience.
我知道你的劳碌忍耐。
And he went on to say how you cannot bear them which are evil.
也知道你不能容忍恶人。
And he said also you're very careful about the apostles or those who claim to be apostles to make sure they are, and if they're not,You put them out of the church.
你也是非常小心那些自称为使徒却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来。
Now the first third verse goes on talking about their good points.
然后第三节继续讲他们的优点长处。
He said, "Thou hast borne or thou hast labored, and you have patience."
说你也能忍耐，曾为我的名劳苦，并不乏倦。
And he went on to say, for my name's sake, has you have labored and have not fainted.
就是说你为了我的名劳苦并不乏倦。
Now let me tell you, if I could pastor a church like that, I would think I have something wonderful.
妈咪说呢，如果我有这样的教会让我来牧养的话，那我觉得这个教会好棒啊。
Because when you read this list, you say, wow, what a church this was.
因为我们一从上面一直听下来，耶稣跟他们讲的形容这个教会的，哇，真的是都是很有特点，很棒的教会。
They were busy with all kinds of works.
他们可是很勤劳的在工作。
And charities, no doubt.
而且呢，做很多爱心的事情。
And they worked along just very happily. They were patient.
那他们很有耐性。
And they even kept a good eye on anyone that would come and preach or try to preach in their church.
一方面工作的很辛劳，一方面呢也会分辨说谁是好的，谁是不好的，真的假的。
And he's telling them they really have strength because they've labored and have not fainted.
那他们呢？没有乏倦，他们即使他们很辛苦，他们没有乏倦。
So that's if it was me judging them, I probably would have said, "Boy, you are a wonderful church." But he said this.
但是呢，在这个这么好的这样的一个评语之后呢，如果是我，我可能就打得很高分数啊。但是往下面 怎么讲呢？
This changes the whole thing by one word.
所有的好就因为这一句子呢就要打折扣了。
The word is nevertheless.
然而
嗯。
Yes, he was saying there was, all of a sudden, he wanted to stop, and he wanted them to recognize there was something wrong.
那这个然而这两个字呢一转的时候呢就表示说接下来就有问题了。
You might say, well, what was wrong with them?
到底怎么回事呢？
And then he went on to say what was wrong with them.
那所以下去耶稣就要讲他们的问题。
Because thou hast left thy first love.
有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。
Now, what does he mean here?
那耶稣在这里讲什么呢？
They left their first love.
就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。
You see, what we have to recognize...And I'm glad he wrote this because it helps us to understand that what we think is necessary in the church of God is not always the important thing.
就是我很高兴神把这个就是写出来了。我们所认为其实神认为很必要的事情并不一定就是我们眼中重要的。
Now, love is...When we read in one of the chapters of one of the verses in the Bible is that there is faith, there is hope, but the greatest of these is love.
圣经上哥林多前书上说有信望爱，但是最大的是爱。
Now they had it.
他们曾经有爱。
Because he said they lost it.
因为耶稣说你离弃了起初的爱心。
But he said it wasn't that you just lost it, but you left it.
他不是说你丢失了起初的爱心，而是你撇弃了、放弃了起初的爱心。
Somehow they moved out of recognizing the true love of the church.
他们好像不知是怎么回事，就好像刚开始是就慢慢的从这个那个真诚的爱，那个起初的爱，就好像就离开了那个起初的爱，就从那儿挪走了。
What he was sort of saying to them is, "Don't you remember that I died for you?"
耶稣说的是，难道你们不记得我为你们死吗
？You see, God and Jesus is not a tag along, something that we sort of pull along with what we're doing.He sort of asked him to help us and to be with us. But he's more than that. And he wants more than that.
神不是好像就是好像我们要勉强的拽着他，好像拉着他，他才跟我们同在。神要的其实是更多。
Are they recognizing that he's the one that they would spend eternity with?
他们是不是真的是认出知道说主耶稣就是那位我们要在永恒里和他在一起的那位。
Did they recognize that he was preparing a home for them?
他们是不是真的知道说耶稣在为我们预备一个永恒的住处？
God is the one that gives us the breath of life.
神是那位赐给我们生命气息的。
And the greatest, you see, they didn't quite understand that they had become so busy.Working for the Lord, that they had left the Lord.
他们都没有意识到，他们非常忙碌的为主做工，但是他们在不知不觉中间却离弃了主。
Now he never mentioned one sin.
他们离开了主，耶稣从来没有指出来他们的没有指一样罪。
That we think of as sin.
我们会想到是一个罪。
They weren't lying. They were very truthful.
他们没有撒谎。他们很真实。
There seemed to be no one in the church. He never mentioned about the fact that they had some kind of sexual immorality in the church. No, there was none of that.
也没有说指出来教会里边有任何人有这个不道德的犯罪。
So you see, you say, well then, what do you mean, Sister Schwartz? I'm not quite sure I understand this.
你可能会说，妈咪，那你在讲什么呢？我好像不太明白。
He went on to explain it to them.
那主耶稣继续的给他们解释。
He said, you are to remember where you came from.
他说你们要记住你们是从哪里坠落的 从哪里跌落的。
And when you are falling.
就是在什么时候你就是跌落的。
Well, now that sort of gives me the understanding that he's going back to the very beginning of their spiritual life.
好，主耶稣就是回到他们属灵生命的最起初的时刻。
Before they knew him, before they had found salvation, they didn't do any of those things above.
在他们刚开始就是认识神，当他们得到救恩的时候，他们没有做任何这样的事情。
And they came...And they had given their life to him. He had spoken to them. And there was a great love in their heart and understanding that this was God's work. And this was what God wanted. And yet now he's saying that you've left that.
他们刚开始的时候他们听到神的话他们把自己的生命交给神他们心里边就是对神有很大的爱他们也很兴奋就是说这是他们的神然后神他们后来就开始为主做工那现在神说你离开了这种起初的爱。
Something had come in to rob them of their love.
有些东西进来就是夺走了他们对神的爱。
They were just doing the things they were doing because this is what they knew that God wanted, they felt like, and they were working very hard at it, but somehow they had fallen.From that love.
他们就是在努力的就是劳碌工作因为他们知道这个是、哦、神要他们做的所以他们就去做但是在这个过程中不知道在什么时候他们就那个爱就没有了就离弃了起初的爱。
Maybe they became proud of the way that they were standing up for God and they were working so hard and pride had entered their heart.
或许是因为他们为神站立也是很努力的为神工作就是开始觉得有、骄傲就进来了觉得说看他们做的真的很努力的为神工作。
And pride has a way of lifting them up.
这个骄傲可以让人就是好像就是自高自大起来好像吹起来一样。
And they put less emphasis on their love for God, but more on what they were doing for him.
所以呢他们更强调的就是他们为神做了什么而不是说他们对神的爱。
Can you imagine that? I can.
你可以想象这种情形吗我是可以想象的出来。
There's times in my life that I feel like I was so busy doing for God that I had lost my communion with him.
在我的生命一段时期我就是非常忙着为神做工然后呢就渐渐的就冷淡了我跟神之间的这种交通和团契。
I know a preacher that said that was working on the church, helping them to build the church, and he was working so hard and so much that suddenly he woke up and his peace and his love and his heart was gone. He had pushed them out.With his working in himself. He's doing for God, but oh, they're just in it and they've left God out.
就是我知道有一位牧师他就是很努力的传讲神的话语建造教会非常忙碌但是在有一天逐渐的有一天早晨他起来他发现他心里的这个平安和对神的爱还有对神的那种热情就是对神的那种心呢就离开了他因为在他很忙碌的时候在建造教会做这些的时候呢就是忽略了对神的爱就离开了那个起初的爱
You say, can you do that, Sister George?
你说妈咪人会这样的吗
Listen, when you get to the place that your joy is no longer there, the peace that comes when you're working along is not there. When you get to the place where you feel so empty inside, he's not there.
你说当你到了一个地步你发现你做什么不再有喜乐当你就是为神也在做工的时候你心里不再有平安你心里觉得空空的你觉得很空虚其实那个时候神已经不在那儿。
And so you say, then what is it? Jesus said to them, you've got to repent.
主耶稣就说你们要悔改。
No, I didn't say that you're to go and say, Lord, help me to have some peace, help me. No, he said, repent.
你不是到神面前就说，哦，神啊，你帮助我，再有平安，帮助我。神说的是你要悔改。
Repent is when we're broken and we turn from what we're doing to do something else.
那个悔改就意味着我们真的是破碎了，我们不再做以前做的事情，而是做一些不同的事情。
And so he said, repentance is when we humble our heart. When our heart is broken and we'll have to ask, Lord, forgive me. I left my first love.
就是悔改就意味着我们真的是谦卑下来，我们心里破碎，我们对神说，神啊，你真的是原谅我，饶恕我，因为我离开了起初的爱。
He said, repent and turn from what you're doing and do your first work over again.
他说你要悔改，去照起初所行的去行。
What is that?
就是刚开始做的。那他们刚开始做的是什么呢？
Humbling ourselves before God.
在神面前自卑。
Confessing that we have been working in our own flesh and that we have done it without really looking to him.
就是向神悔改，说我们真的是靠着自己的血肉，自己的力量在做事情，而不是真的是仰望神来做这一切的工。
That we no longer worships him and bows down daily or many times coming and asking him to be with us and to love us and to help us. No, we have gone on in our own flesh to do God's work and he just left us.
然后我们不再是说每天的来敬拜神，在神面前俯伏敬拜，然后求神跟我们同在，而是我们很多时候靠着自己的力量来做事情，在这个过程中间我们就已经离开了神，我们为这个来悔改。
You might say, well, there was nothing like sin in their lives, as you know sin, as we know sin.
你会说，哦，他们的生命中没有什么，就是我们所认为所知道的罪啊。
The greatest sin is neglecting our Father.
你知道吗？最大的罪就是忽略我们的父神。
The greatest sin is not communicating with him.
最大的罪就是不跟他交通，不跟他有这种团契，有相交。
Not to have times when we get before him and we break in love and our praise and our adoration to him.
我们就是没有时间到他面前，我们不是，就是我们就好像不是这样全心全意的去爱神，去爱慕神。
So we see then,that we can be so busy in God's work.
我们可以非常忙碌地做神的工。
We can be doing all the things that are seemingly right.
我们好像在做看上去都很对的事情，很忙碌地在工作。
But we can lose our joy.
但是在同时我们可以失去我们的喜乐。
Our peace.
失去我们的平安。
Our worshiping, our communion with our Father.
我们对神的敬拜，我们跟神的相交。
And loving on our Jesus.
然后继续的不断的爱我们的主耶稣。
They are love. God is love, it tells us.
圣经上说神是爱。
Jesus so loved us.
神耶稣是如此的爱我们。
That we need to, what shall I say? We need to also love them.
我们也需要去爱神，也是有必须要去爱神。
You say, but Sister Schwartz, when I work hard for the church, I love the Lord. But are you telling him?
然后你会说，妈咪啊，我在很努力的为教会工作，那我爱神，那你有告诉神吗？
Are you just busy working?
还是你仅仅在忙着工作，忙着服侍。
You know, I think what is needed in our lives is that we have to daily get filled with his presence.
我觉得在我们生命中需要的是每一天让神的同在充满我们的生命，充满我们的每一天。
It won't be the same way every day.
每一天神的同在不会是一样的。
And there's sometimes the enemy will come and try to break that communion between you and God.
有的时候这个仇敌会来攻击，想要切断你跟神，破坏你跟神之间的这种相交。
You bring the cares of life on you.
他会把这个人生的这个思虑重担带到你的心中。
When we pray, it's almost like we're just saying words.
当我们祷告的时候，好像就是在对着空气讲话。
But you see, that's what the pagans did. They just said words.
那就是那个异邦外邦人所做的，他们就是在那念念有词，有心无口，有口无心的念念有词。
But our God knows our heart.
但是我们的神是知道我们的内心的。
And as we grow away from him, it's a coolness and it's one step after another until we end up like this church in Ephesus.
但是当我们远离他的，就是当我们渐渐的冷淡远离他的时候，其实是一步一步的到这个地步的，最后就像这个以弗所的教会。
Brother and sister, these days in our life are short compared to eternity.
弟兄姐妹们，我们现在的日子比起来永恒是很短暂的。
We have a long time to live with him.
我们有一个想象不到的永恒的很长的时间跟主同在。
And we must realize that our strength comes where?
我们必须要意识到我们的力量从何而来。
Where does our strength come from? You know,
我们的力量从哪儿来呢?
It comes from the Lord.
我们的力量从主而来。
Our spiritual strength, and even at times our physical strength,comes from the Lord.
我们属灵上的力量，甚至有时候我们身体上的力量都来自于主。
And we neglect him.
但是我们竟然忽略他。
We get down and we say, we try to get through a prayer quickly, or we don't have much time, and it's getting late, and we say something. We pray and say, Lord,you know, we have our little prayer, pray for our children, pray for our husband, pray for our wife, and then off we go.
然后我们就是好像甚至就是那个祷告就是很快的，就好像说哎呀神啊，我也没有多少时间为我们的孩子为我们的配偶祷告，然后祷告完了我们就走了，我们没有花时间在他面前。
That's not good enough.
仅仅这样一个短短的小小的祷告是不够的。
When we get down before God,
当我们来到神面前的时候
we humble our heart.
我们在神面前自卑谦卑。
We know he is God.
我们知道他是神，认识到他是神。
And we have a session of loving him and worshiping him and being with him in the spirit like that. And then so many times he strengthens us.
当我们在这个灵里边，我们爱他，我们敬拜他的时候，很多时候我们的灵就得到刚强，得到力量。
Sister Schwartz, I don't know how to worship.
你可能会说，妈咪，我不知道怎么来敬拜。
Don't feel bad. Many people don't seem to know how to worship.
不要感觉很糟糕，因为很多人好像不知道怎么来敬拜神。
We know how to ask God for many things.
我们知道向神求很多东西。
And we want him to take care of our people.
我们也想要神照顾我们的百姓，他的百姓。
But when it comes to worshiping, I don't know if I know how.
但是讲到敬拜的时候，我不知道怎么样。
Well, let me recommend to you.
那我向大家推荐。
That if you get into the book of Psalms,
如果你去读诗篇，
Pick out some psalms.
你就是选一些诗篇。
You know, I think that's why David was so close to the heart of God.
那就是为什么大卫非常能体贴神的心意，跟神很近。
When he was a shepherd boy, he used to sing with his harp and look up at the sky and worship God.
当他还是小牧童的时候，他就坐在田野里，他看着天空，他就敬拜神。
And there's so many of his psalms that he has written others that worships God.
他又写了很多诗篇，就是敬拜神的。
Find yourself some.
所以你自己找一些诗篇。
Begin to take a special time that you can just have a little, have some time with God.
就是花一些特别的时间，就是你跟神单独在一起。
Take one or two of the Psalms and don't read them. Say them from your heart.
当你读一些曲，找一两篇诗篇，不单单是读，而是从你的心底来读。
The psalmist said, I will lift up my heart before thee, Lord.
说神啊，我把我的，我在你面前敞开。
I can read that, or I can really look up and say, I lift up my heart unto you, Lord.
我可以真正这样读，然后我心里就这样说，神啊，我把我的心在你面前扬起。
You can tell me, you've been the shepherd of my life. You've taken me through the valley of the shadow of death. You can read some of those signs in a prayerful way.
你可以带着一个祷告的心来读，说神啊，你是我的牧者，你带我经过死荫的幽谷。
Don't be careless.
不要马虎，不要漫不经心。
Don't you think that this doesn't matter to God? It does.
不要说哦，神不在意这些。这对神是重要的。
And he was telling one of the strongest working churches, next to probably Philadelphia, one of the strongest working churches that would be an example. He's the first one to tell them, you lost your first love.
他对这个当时除了这个费城就是这个教会基本上是最坚固的一个最好的教会，对他说你离弃了你起初的爱。
You know, we like to think, well, God knows everything. He knows what I want. He knows what I need. But
你会说神知道每样事情，他知道我想要的，他知道我需要什么。
Would you want your children to, my mom knows what I want. They know what I need, but they never tell you they love you.They never put their arms around your neck. They never show a loving respect to you. You see, when we are children of God.
你想要你的孩子说，只是说妈妈知道我想，爸爸妈妈知道我想要什么，但是呢，他们却从来没有说他们爱你，真的是抱着你，告诉你说他们爱你。
We may be his servants.
我们是神的仆人。
But in reality, one day we're going to be his, and we are his children.
但是实际上我们也是他的儿女。
So I just want to encourage you.
所以我就想鼓励大家。
To learn how to worship.
学习如何来敬拜神。
Some people that want to worship God begins by singing a hymn or two until their hearts are lifted up to the throne room.
有的人呢，他们就刚开始来唱一两首赞美诗，直到他们的心来到神的宝座前。
So if you feel weak, if you feel like that you can't find the peace of God, if you feel like you can't seem to feel, you know, to know that he's there, that it seems like life is just so hard, then begin to worship him.
当你感觉很软弱，当你感觉到心里没有平安，当你感觉不到神同在的时候，就开始来敬拜他。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, help us.
哦，父啊，帮助我们。
Every one of us.
我们每一位。
Help us to learn how to love you. How to truly sense your presence with us.
帮助我们知道如何来爱你，如何来真的是和你同在，感受到你的同在。
We can't make it just on our own.
我们靠自己做不到这一些。
And so, Father, I pray that each one of us will begin to truly worship you.
主啊，我就祷告我们每一位开始真正的来敬拜你。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名，我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Does anyone have any questions?
请问大家有问题吗？
我们思考一个问题好了哈。I have a question. We can a little bit discuss. 身为一个基督徒，身为儿女，在我们的这个属灵生命的成长当中，像刚才耶稣对于以弗所教会说他，我知道你们，我们知道你做这些事情哈。那这一些事情跟我们对主的爱有可能就是不要有互相有抵触吗？你帮我用英文问他好吗？他一定会抵触吗？
Mommy ask like 我先暂停一下，因为我翻译给妈妈。
Oh, I think we have to realize what comes first.
我们要知道哪个是首位的。
How can we really work for God if we aren't filled with His love and purpose?
如果我们被神的爱和神的这个目标所充满，那我们如何真正来为主做工呢？
You can work in the church and it would be no different than if you were working for your community or if you were working for your school. And you love to work, you love to be out there, you love to feel like you're doing, but that's not where it's at. We do that as children of God because our heart is filled with love and we know He will go with us in our work and it will become valuable.You know, you can, I'm sorry, go ahead,
yeah,
forget.
就是说你可能就是因为你很喜欢，我们可以说像为教会工作，就像你在为社区为学校工作似的，因为你很喜欢就是去做事。那但是当时如果我们是带着神的爱，然后神也跟我们同在去工作的时候，那个是不同的。
You know, it was James that said, he said, now, you show me your works.And I, let me search. How does that go?
Your face. Work, I will show you my face.
Yes, you show me your faith, I'll show you my works.
So you see,
they go hand in hand. And I'm sorry, honey.
就是说你把你的，你赐给我的信心，但是呢，你将你没有行为的信心赐给我看，我便借着我的行为将我的信心赐给你看。所以这个信心跟行为是肩并肩的，在一起的。
If I eat my breakfast in the morning,
如果早晨吃早餐
breakfast, I can go until lunch. And when I'm really going and I'm not tired, I'm just ready to, you know, to keep on working.
然后我可以一直到吃午餐的时候，我可以一直挺有精力的在继续的工作。
But if I don't eat my breakfast,
但如果我没有吃早餐
by the middle of the morning,I am so tired and so hungry and so weak and, you know, I can't be as effective and I drag until, if I can't find any snack, I'll have to drag until lunch.
然后如果我要没吃早餐的话，那可能到就是快到晌午的时候，我就开始又饿又累。当然我也可以就是这样子继续的来工作，但是却不是很有效率，除非我吃点零食啊，不然的话就是到中午的时候就是觉得感觉很累的。
So you see, that's what prayer is like, having breakfast and worshiping Him, getting in touch with Him, getting your heart seemingly lifted up in the morning. I think that's why so many people pray early in the morning. They know they need it. And then they can go on to lunch and they can work all that time and do what's really, what shall I say, beneficial.Because they have power, and that power comes from God, and we cannot do it ourselves. We must find time to get before Him so He fills us so that we can help and reach others.
就是说我们早晨的这个祷告和到神面前的这个敬拜就像是那个早餐似的，这样的话我们就有精力，有这种力量一直到中午，然后呢我们就有从神而来的力量。所以呢我们要，所以很多人是早晨来敬拜神，这样我们在这一天的时间中呢，我们就是和神同在，也感受到他的，也用他的力量来充满我们，来做神的工，这是对我们很有益处的。
You know, I'm not chiding anyone because I know I've done this. I have many times had to recommit or repent. And because I have put so much time on what I was doing and not enough time in getting myself refueled, getting myself refilled before the throne. So I am as guilty. I have down through my lifetime.But it makes such a big difference when we can get before the Lord, be refueled in our heart, and then go out and we can do work that the Holy Spirit is right there with us to help us.
就是我不是在好像指责大家或让大家觉得愧疚，因为我自己也有很多时候在生命中就是说忙着为神做工，但是却没有花时间干在一起，就是用神的话来充满我。所以呢我就是要学习，也是要重新到神的宝座前让自己来充满。当我们这样的话，你会不同，你每天到神面前，圣灵跟我们同在。
Do you know how many rich men and how they got rich?
你知道很多的有钱人他们是怎么得到他们的财富吗？
They worked almost day and night.
因为他们日夜不，昼夜不停的工作。
Some of them be up early and then way in the middle of the night they go to bed for a while.
然后他们有的人就很早起，晚上也睡得不多。
They have a golden vision.
因为他们有一个远大的目标。
They want to make money and more money so that they would have that to be able to lift them up andThey can do anything they want.
然后他们就想挣钱，挣更多的钱，这样他们感觉他们就好像被高举，他们也就是感觉就是被别人，就是好像有地位了，然后也可以他们想做什么事就很做什么事，所以那个成为他们的一个动力。
And they can do that for 30, 40, 50 years.
他们可以这样昼夜不停的辛劳的工作30年、40年。
But at that end of that time, when their life is at its end,It's finished. All they've made is left behind for a family to fight over.
但是他们到了人生最后的时候呢，就努力三四十年，最后就结束了，最后留一大笔钱呢，就让家里的人就争夺财产。
And you see, as a child of God, as we constantly are filled with his love and we're giving ourselves to him over our lifetime, it's so short compared to what eternity is.
当我们是神的孩子，我们去爱神，把我们自己献给神，但是我们所能做的这一切跟永恒所做的这一切的时间呢，跟永恒比起来是太短暂了。
Some of you are going to be leaders.
我们有些人是带领教会的。
You may be one that has worked very hard.
你可能是那位非常努力辛勤勤奋的人。
Get yourself a program.
然后你自己要想要做一个项目。
Put yourself into it.
然后你自己就是很用心的去做。
But you may find little by little, either nothing is happening, or what you have is not basically strong in the Lord.
然后你就慢慢的发现，或者是没有你所期待的，就是没有什么发生，或者你自己所有的也没有在主里是刚强的。
But I guarantee,If some of you like those men that are working for money, if you have to get up a little earlier to have your time with him, to revitalize yourself day by day, what the work you do will be so beneficial because God will be there with you and in it. He's not going to say, okay,You don't come talk to me. You don't come to energize yourself. So I'll just let you go on working. And that's what he does. But listen, God wants you to use you. I'm sorry, Darcy.
Go ahead, sister.
就是说，有的人呢，假如说你就像那些为了赚钱可以那个早起得很早的人，工作很晚的人，如果你每天早晨在你起来的时候，你早起一点，你花时间来读神的话语，到他面前，那你就发现你的精力好像就是重新得到活力。然后呢，你因为神跟你同在，那你所做的工作也会很受益。但是如果你不愿意到神面前来，那神说靠着自己的力量去做，神也会由着你。
I guarantee if not doing it and you start doing it, that you will find times that you feel, I just got to do it because I've got to get before God. I've got to lift my heart up to him so he can fill my spirit. Fill me, Lord. And so this is the answer to many times what God wants to do in our life. And the work has, many people have done this.And their work has been so great, and it's last for all eternity. Sorry, I better get finished, please.
然后呢，就是说，当你这样的到神面前来，你到最后，很多人就觉得他必须得到神的面前，就是让圣灵来充满他们。然后，当他们这样子带着神的力量去做的时候，这些工作真的是持续到永久，持续到永恒里边。
好，刘磊，你先暂停录一下，我要跟他讨论一个问题。我做一个总结，可以了，录啊。我先把妈咪的这个部分做一个总结哈。有两点很重要，第一点就是他刚才提到先后的问题。好，哪一个先，哪一个后？哈，那爱主在先，为主在先，那个动机就会产生一个动力。那么如果我们没有去由那个动机产生动力的话，到后来我们还是可以做。
嗯，
我们的理性，我们的知识，我们本来的那个特性，我们还是可以做。但是做什么？就靠自己做，这是第二个结论哈。第一个是我什么是在先，什么在后。就像耶稣说，你如果不爱我过于，他没有叫我们不要爱父母亲，不要爱我们的儿女啊，我们也要生活。但是呢，在于这个先后的问题，还有轻重的问题啊，那个顺序顺位的问题。那当然我们都知道神就是全部，神就是我们的首位啊，这是我们都知道的啊。那如果你的神是你所尊荣的神的话，你当然他在你面前就胜过一切了，这是我们的心里面的，你的整个部分是属于神的。那么第二点就是说呢啊，我如果就是我如果不这样子的话，还是继续做，那个特点在哪里？到后来我们就会耗尽，你就有一些症状出来了，平安、喜乐或者是焦虑啊，这些呢都会慢慢的就会来啊，好像让我们就不健康了啊。
I'm sorry but I want to say this to you. When it becomes a drudge to you, then there's no use.But when it becomes like, I have to meet with my father, I have to get close to him this morning, when it becomes a longing, when it becomes a desire, yes, in your heart, yes. That's when God comes. I tell you, it's so precious,
yes,
to him.
Yes,
it's so, okay, precious to him. You may think it's precious to you too, and it is. I know it. I've done it.But it's so precious to him, and we don't even realize it.
那如果你去这早晨去灵修、去读经到神面前，对你好像是苦工似的，那个就不对。他说，但是如果你心里是有这种渴慕，你想要有这种愿望，你想要到他面前，想要见到神，那就对了。那大概是这个意思。
是你的心呐、啊，你的心、主要是你的心，爱就是心里面的嘛，对不对？哈，就在心的一个表态呀，一个行为呀。OK。我要跟你们解释一下哈，那因为我刚才跟他讨论了一个点，因为我不要去跟他的想法有什么我自己的想法，所以我就跟他讨论一个点哈。那个点是什么呢？我说他在告诉我们说，你要去做事情以前，你就一定要去读经，一定要去祷告。那我说这样会不会让我们又是在做啊？我读完圣经了没？读了多少了没？是不是又在做？所以呢，其实这个他的意思，我跟我的意思，跟刘磊要欢的意思都一样的，我们都知道啊。问题是谁先谁后？那么刚才他就更澄清了，他说你有没有想到，当你要做以前，有没有先想到 有没有先享受到这一位你乐意服侍的，你是为了爱他而做的这一位神，这是他的重点。好，我想这样就很清楚了。
是吗？